आज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
भज मन राम चरण दिन राति, भज मन राम चरण दिन राति,
रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, रसना कसन भजो तू हरि पद, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती, सुमिरत क्यों अलसाती।
सहनोभुनक्तु सहवीर्यं करवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ॐ शान्ति शान्ति शान्तिः। गुरुर्ब्रह्मा गुरुर्विष्णुः गुरुर्देवो महेश्वरः गुरुरेव परं ब्रह्म तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरं शङ्करं शङ्कराचार्यं केशवं वादरायणं सूत्रभाष्यकृतौ वन्दे भगवन्तौ पुनः पुनः। सर्ववेदान्तसिद्धान्त गोचरं तमगोचरं गोविन्दं परमानन्दं सद्गुरुं प्रणतोऽस्म्यहम्।
Now Shankaracharya is giving the final advice to the seeker who has stated or who has elaborated upon whatever he has experienced. That means Shankaracharya is saying, you have realized. Now how you should live hereafter, after realization? He says, always revel in Atman, number one. Number two, consider whole Jagat as Brahman. Whole Jagat is Brahman alone, nothing else is there. And number three, don't identify with the Anatma. Naam Rupi Janatma. Asti Bhati Priya is Brahman. Identify with that. Don't identify with the Naam Rup. Why? Because it will not give you tripti. It will not give you contentment, satisfaction, full satisfaction you will never get. And there will never be any dukkha hani. Your sorrows will never end if you identify with the anatma. Sorrow will never end. And for knowing your own true self, nothing is needed, no praman needed. For knowing a pot, you need a right sight. Eyesight should be right to see a pot. But to see your own self, you don't need any Gyanendriya. Nothing is needed. Then it was said, he is neither grieved nor elated, neither attached nor averse to sense object, but content with the Nirantara Anandaras. If you are identified with the Atman continuously, you will get Nirantara, constantly Anandaras. But since you are alive, interacting with the world, the things which you like, you will get. Sometimes which you will get those things also which you don't like. In Bhagavad Gita also we are seeing, na praset priyam prapya, na udvijet prapya cha priyam. Priya and apriya, likes and dislikes, auspicious, inauspicious will come. But he is not affected. And how he is working in this world, like a child forgetting hunger and pain, plays in this world. Similarly, the jnani also acts in the world, forgetting aham and mama. Forgetting ahamta and mamta. And such a jnani is free of chinta, no worry, no worry. Free of any humiliation of begging, adainyam. He does not consider himself that I am deen, I am begging. No, adainyam. A beggar may be deen, but a atmajnani is not deen. And he drinks water from the river. They live free and independent, sleeping without fear, be it a samsan or a forest. He may be digambar. Digambar? Digijambar. Digijambar means directions are his clothings. If directions are his clothings, there is no question of washing and drying of clothes. For a Mahatma whose clothing is directions, he need not wash his clothes and dry clothes. No need. Or he can be sambar. Sambar means not our South Indian sambar. Sambar means ambar, with clothing. Sometimes he can have a chit ambar. The consciousness is ambar, its clothing. Or it can be a skin also. Many Mahatma you will find wearing the skin also. Twag ambar. And he may behave like Balvat, Pishajvat and Unmadvat. He is niskami but enjoying sense object. He lives alone but he is content in his Atman. Content in his Atman. Now we'll see verse number 543.
Kvachin mūro vidvān,
kvachin mūro vidvān,
kvachidapi mahārāja vibhavah,
kvachidapi mahārāja vibhavah,
kvachid bhrānta saumyah,
kvachid
bhrānta saumyah, kvachid jagarāchāra kalitah,
क्वचिद जगराचार कलितः
क्वचिद पात्रीभूतः क्वचिद पात्रीभूतः क्वचिद अवमत क्वाप्य विदितः क्वचिद अवमत क्वाप्य विदितः चरत्तेव्यं प्राज्ञः चरत्तेव्यं प्राज्ञः Satata paramananda sukhitaha. Satata paramananda sukhitaha. Kvachin mūro vidvān. Kvachidapi maharaja vibhavah. Kvachid bhrānta saumyah. Kvachid jagarāchāra kalitah. Kvachid pātribhūtah. Kvachid abhamatah kvapya viditah charattivam prajnah satata paramananda sukhitah.
Last line, satata paramananda sukhitah, satat constantly. Paramananda, infinite bliss, paramananda. Sukhita, happy, constantly happy with infinite bliss. Why is constantly happy with the infinite bliss? Because he is attached to anatma. Because he is attached to atma. Atma is the source of constant infinite bliss. He is identified with the atman. Kvachita mula, sometimes behaves like a mood, a fool. Realized person. it really happened once in Amritsar. One Vidwan, one scholar was giving discourse on Upanishad. A series of discourse. So people used to come and attend. There was one general person wearing ordinary clothes. He will come and sit in the last bench. And after the discourse is over, we'll go home. One day this scholar, while giving discourse, he was referring some mantra from some Upanishad. And it so happened he was not able to recall. You know, sometimes happens. You know the mantra, but it's not coming to the mind. This person got up and he recited that mantra. And also explained. Then after the discourse, he disappeared. From the next day, he didn't come. Kwachit moodha. Sometimes they will come, sit like a fool. They will sit like a fool. Kwachit moodha. Then, kwachit vidwana. Sometimes wise men giving discourses. Vidwan. We have seen any topic you give to our Gurudev, he will start discoursing on that. Any topic, any time. Vidwan. Kwachitapi Maharaj Vibhava enjoys royal luxuries. Maharaj Vibhava. We find this example, we find this in Janak Maharaj. Realize and enjoying the royal luxuries also. Vidyaran Swami, Prime Minister of Vijayanagaram. See, royal luxury they enjoy. It is called Iswariya Yoga. Iswariya Yoga. They enjoy sometimes this type of also. Kwachita Bhranta. Bhranta means sometimes deluded. Are? Sometimes deluded. There is a word, Sambhranta. Ye Sambhranta family se hain. That means very cultured family. In Hindi, Sambhranta. In Sanskrit, Sambhranta means Samyak Bhranta, who is well deluded. Here, Bhranta means wandering. So, the right person you will find sometimes wandering. They will stay in one place for a few days and after that they will go away. Roaming. Somya. Somya means cool, peaceful like moon. Sometimes Jivan Mukt looks like a very cool, peaceful. Kwachit Ajgar Achar Kalita. Kwachit sometimes Ajgar, serpent, Achar Kalita, adopting its habits. So Ajgar is motionless, you know. Motionless. So sometimes like Ajgar, python, quality of python is he is motionless. Will not go out for food. Water, whatever comes, he swallows that. In Hindi we have got this. Ajgar kare na chakri, panchi kare na kaam, das maluk kahe gaye sabke data ram. Panchi kare na kaam. Have you seen panchi doing any work? No. But he's getting food. Ajgar, motionless. But food will come to him also. Bhikari sari dunya data ek ram. A bhajan is like that there, na? Sari dunya is bhikari begging. And who is the data? Data is ek ram. So Gurudev says, the python is the biggest snake of the jungle which lies down quietly in one place sometimes for 6 months at a stretch. It never goes out of its way for food. If anything by chance passes its way, it just draws it in and eats. Else, it goes without food. The man of perfection may behave in a similar manner. Sometime, if you go and ask him, Maharaj, have you taken your food? Nothing has come to me yet. Will you eat something? Why are you asking this question? How much do you want? Whatever you can give an elephant, you can give me that much of food, okay, does not matter. A rat, does not matter. Jo aa jaye wo theek hai. Whatever comes. Kwachit patribhuta, sometimes respected, garlanded. Sometimes he is welcomed with the Purna Kumbha. In Chinna Mission we do the Purna Kumbha. Kwachit avamata, sometimes insulted, criticized. In Bhikshu Gita, we get a reference, a Bhikshu was insulted. But nothing happened to him because he is not identified. not identified with his body, gross body or subtle body. Insult or praise, we all experience in mind. And mind is a part of subtle body. He is not identified. Nothing happened to him. Kvachita avidita, sometimes even unknown. Nobody knows that a realized person is here. Charati evam pragya satata paramananda sukita. In this way, Jivan Mukta wanders in this world, but always happy with infinite bliss and not dukhi. Shankaracharya is suggesting don't look the outside of a person. You will never be able to come to know whether he's a realized or not realized. We make our own definitions. A realized person will be like this, 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 this. But again and again, Shankaracharya is saying, don't go and try to find out from the outer signs whether he's realized or not. Many times people ask this question, are you realized? Straight beyond the face they will ask. Somebody asked Guruji, are you realized? Guruji said, I am materialized. Realized means the Atman side. Guruji said, materialized, I am identified with the Anatma, materialized. If Guruji says, no, I am realized, person will doubt. Immediately sansa will come. Why doubt will come? Because he has got his own ideas. A realized will be looking like this, 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 this. It cannot be any person. Like Ashtavakra, you see. Ashtavakra has got the 8 bands, physical bands. And when he came into in the palace of Raja, all his ministers started laughing. And a person like Ashtavakra can say to Raja that you have got the minister which are cobblers, mochi hai. They are only the seeing the outside skins. They can say like this. Acha, if some realized person says, no, I am not realized. If he says, yes, you doubt. If he says, no, I am not realized. Then he says, dekho, he is not realized. Kya karoge aap? If he says, yes, you won't accept. If he says, no, then again you will laugh. Dekho, sara jeevan he was doing all this thing and he is not realized. So Shankaracharya's suggestion is don't measure other, measure yourself. Measure yourself. Suppose if you see, if you have considered somebody as realized. And next day you find him in some restaurant or smoking somewhere. According to our definition, a realized should not go to a restaurant. In Calcutta, somebody said to Guruji, why are you sitting on the dining table? You should eat on the floor. Why are you giving discourse in an air conditioned hall? You should sit down under a tree and give discourse in the open air. See, these are the concepts of the people. So who told you to measure others? So this is all for us. Next.
Nirdhanopi sada tushta tushtopi.
Nirdhanopi sada tushtopi.
Asahaya mahavalah. Asahaya mahabalah. Nitya triptopya bhunjanopi.
Nitya triptopya bhunjanopi.
Asamasama darshanah.
Asama samadarshanah.
Nirdhanopi sada tushtopi. Asahayo mahabalah. Nitya triptopya bhunjanopi. Asama samadarshanah.
Nirdhanapi, nirdhan, no dhan, no wealth. Sadatushta api, always content. Even there is no wealth, but he is always content. Always santushta. He is not miserable. Outside he has no money, but inside he is full of ananda. Full of ananda. One king was unhappy. You see, we have got an understanding that you have got a lot of wealth, I will be happy. So king has got a lot of wealth, naturally. Richest person in the kingdom. But the king was unhappy. So he consulted many physicians, lot of doctors came and this and that, but nobody could cure him with any medicine. So somebody came and said, okay, you do one thing, you get a shirt from a person who is happy, you know. If he wears that shirt of a happy person, this king will also become happy. So king asked his minister, the next person, that my minister must be very happy because he is in the high position. The minister said, how come you are thinking that I am happy? I am not happy. Then minister went to a neighbor's house. You give me your shirt, I think you are happy. But so how? No, I am not happy. My neighbor is happy, you go to that person. So in this way, this minister was roaming here, and then somebody said, somebody is sitting on the bank of the river, he is happy. But that person was not wearing anything. No shirt. The minister said, are you happy? He said, yes, give me your shirt. What shirt? Nirdhan. Nirdhan means without wealth, not even a shirt he has got. Nirdhan but tushta. Still he is happy. Asahaya Mahabala, no support of friends, family, no physical strength or the support of the society. He is supportless but very powerful. He has the support of the highest. Never feels weak. He has got great strength. His strength is Brahman. Outside from the anatma world, no support, no followers. Nitra tripta api abhunyan, without enjoying also, always content. Nitra tripta abhunyan, without enjoying. So he never indulges in the sense object, but he is eternally content. Generally, when we get sense object of our desire, we feel tripta, isn't it so? When desire is filled, we feel the tripta. But Jivan Bhukta is nitya tripta without sense objects. Nitya tripta without sense objects. Api asama samadarsana, api asama incomparable. You will find very few people like him. Asama. Incomparable. But samadarsana, but has got the equal vision. Incomparable, but has got the equal vision, samadarsi. In Bhagavad Gita you find Pandita Samadarsina. In chapter 5 of Bhagavad Gita we are studying, there you find Pandita Samadarsina, equal vision. Why? Because he is not seeing the upadhi, he is seeing the same tattva, same essence in all beings. Therefore Samadarsina. Asama, but you can't compare this realized person with any other person, because they are very rare. Asama. To describe the mind of a Jivan Mukta is difficult. We are not describing his gross body. Many times we have seen Shankaracharya saying all things are happening inside. It is his vision which changes. When we say third eye means it is the vision inside yet has changed, not outside. Nothing happens outside. It is his mind. We are trying to tell you about the state of his mind. So it is very difficult to describe the state of mind of a Jivan Mukta. It is easy to describe the Brahman, which is not seen. Jivan Mukta, who is seen, is to be understood otherwise. He is doing and not doing. You see, he is acting in the world, very active. People will say he has got a lot of kartitva. You see how much action he is doing, but inside, no doership. No do. So this is natural for him. Next. 1 minute. 1 minute. 544, Gurudev writes, "A man of realization may have no wealth at all to call his own. Even then, he is ever content and happy, unlike worldly men who, with all their possessions, are yet generally found miserable." Ye hamra haal hai. We have got everything, living in the first world, but still miserable here. He has nobody to help him. He is all alone in the world. Yet he is very powerful. He fears none, and so nothing can threaten him. He is always content, and so never indulges in sense objects. We run after the world of objects because we have the desire to enjoy them. He has none, for he is ever content. Why he has got no desire? No vasanas in BMI chart. Since vasana is not there, avidya is not there, no kaam, no karma. We have learned that concept earlier, avidya, kaam, karma. Naturally, the passions and the consequent panting of the sensuous life are not for him, the ever peaceful, the ever joyous Mahatma. Therefore, he is incomparable, asamaha. Rarely you will find a person with such a mind. Therefore, incomparable. Yet the man of realization in all circumstances is the man of equal vision. Samadarshina. He is Samadarshi. Seeing the same tattva, whether it is inert or a sentient, whether it is a Brahman or a Chandal or any animal or plants. In this wisdom, he is an exemplar, yet he is humble enough to maintain an equal vision for all. None is too low for him. Viewed with this eye of wisdom, he recognizes all as his own self. He recognizes all as his own self because he is seeing own self everywhere. He is seeing asti bhati priya everywhere. Next.
Api kurvanna kurvanascha.
Api kurvanna kurvanascha.
Abhokta phala bhogyapi.
Abhokta phala bhogyapi.
Sharirapya sharirecha.
Sharirapya sharirecha.
Parichinnopi sarvagah.
Parichinnopi sarvagah.
Api kurvanna kurvanascha. Abhokta phala bhogyapi. Sharirapya sharirecha. Parichinnopi sarvagah.
Api kurvan akurvancha. Api kurvan, though acting. Outside he is acting with his gross body. Api kurvan akurvana. But he is inactive. Abhokta phalbhogi api, enjoys the fruit of his action, but still abhokta, but not touched by the fruit of action, not affected by the fruit of action. So though acting, he is inactive. Though experiencing the fruits of the past action, he is untouched by them. So one who does not know the Vedanta, he will find these statements funny and crazy. He will ask, oh, tell me one thing, whether he is acting or not acting. Ye batao. In one line, Shankaracharya ji saying, api kurvan akurvan, ye kya baat hua? He is acting, not acting. Are, ek bolo. Ordinary person will ask this question immediately. But he has got no kartitva. People will think he has got lot of kartitva because he's acting so much in the world, doing so much work. He is very active. They all will think that he has got the kartitva. But ask the realized person, well, no, I don't have any kartitva. The same way he seems to be enjoying, but inside he is not enjoying. Sarire api asariri, possessed of a body. Yet asariri, devoid of any body. Why? Sariri is there but not identified yet. Therefore asariri. Yesa parichinna api sarvaga. Although he is parichinna limited, but he is omnipresent. Are? He is limited but omnipresent. How this happens?
He is in the state where it is said, Binupad chale sune binukana. Binupad, without feet, he is walking. He listens without ears. Karabinu kare karma vidinana. Karabinu, without the hand. Remember, we are talking about Brahman. Brahman, without the gross body, subtle body, is walking, listening, doing all karma. Anand rahita sakala rasa bhogi. Anand rahita, no face. But he is enjoying all rasa. Binuvani bhakta bhara yogi. And Binuvani is a bhakta. So he is established in tattva. And what is the tattva? He is a karta, he is a bhokta, asariri, sarvagya, sarvavyapi. That is the tattva. He is united with the Atma Tattva. It is applicable to him only. Others will misunderstand him. They think he is a jnani, jealous, greedy. People will think like that. But he is established as a akarta, bhokta, siriri, sarvagya, sarvavyapi. We find Sati superimposed these qualities on Sri Ram when he was crying in the forest and asking the trees, "Have you seen Sita? Have you seen Sita?" We also sometimes doubt that. Sri Ramji is Bhagwan and he is crying and he is asking the trees, such a fool. Where is Sita? Have you seen Sita? Have you seen Sita? Jhapeyu bhanu kaho kubichari. Sun is covered by clouds, says the ignorant. Sun can never be covered by cloud. Sati is deluded, but she thinks Sri Ramji is deluded. Who is really deluded? Sri Ramji or Sati? It is the Sati who is deluded, not Sri Ramji. Bhagwan Shiv, he knows. He is Satchidanand, he is Brahman. Lord Shiva has got no doubt. Delusion was in the Sati. She wanted to go and check whether he is deluded or not. Came in the form of Sita and all that. You know the story. And Sri Ramji said, "Oh mother, why did you take this form? La. Now see, who is deluded?" From our standpoint, he is performing action. From the standpoint of a jnani, we will say that he has got a lot of karta bhav. From his standpoint, he is not doing anything. No kartitva. No kartitva. The BMI are doing their work because of their parabdha. It is always an atma which is working. Atma is not working. All transactions are happening in an atma. What can I do? What can I do means, I here stands for the Suddham. Suddham can do nothing. I am the witness of their activity. Suddhatma only witnesses the activity of gross body and subtle body. In my presence, they are all acting. In the presence of the Atman, gross body, subtle body, they act. It is immaterial to me whether the matter vessels are acting or not. Atman has no concern. Whether the gross body, subtle body is acting or not acting. Mere ko kya hai? The man of realization has the attitude, though doing, I am not the doer. He knows. Guna gunesu vartante. All the transactions are happening in the trigun. Swat, rajas and tamas. And his vision is karmani akarma pasyet. In chapter 4.18, we have seen karmani akarma pasyet. He is doing action, but where is his mind? Mind is with akarta atma. Karmani akarma pasyet. Doing and enjoying are for the mind and the intellect to indulge in. All doing, all experiences of sukh dukh, they happen only in the mind and intellect. They are in me, I am not in them. Suddham says that they are in me, but I am not in them. They exist because of me, but I am not in them. I am not like that. I am not a perishable item. I don't get elated or depressed when the mind is elated or depressed. Though he has a body, the man of realization is not the body. Body will be there, but he is not the body. He is not identified with the body. Though he is apparently a limited individual, outside we all have got the limited thing, but his identification is with the self in all. Therefore, he is omnipresent. All. See? If we identify with the body, we become limited. If I identify it with the Atman, that Atman is omnipresent everywhere. Therefore, he becomes Sarvaka, omnipresent.
Ashariram sadasantam.
Ashariram sadasantam.
Imam brahmavidam kvachita. Imam brahmavidam kvachita. Priyapriyena prishatah. Priyapriyena sprishatah. Tathaiva cha shubhashubhe. Tathaiva cha shubhashubhe. Ashariram sadasantam imam brahmavidam kvachita priyapriyena sprishatah tathaiva cha shubhashubhe.
Brahmavidam kvachita. Kvachita means some rare brahmavid, some rare knower of Brahman. Ashariram sadasantam. He always stays without the body idea. Ashariram. He has got a body, but not identified with the body. Priya apriya naspriyata. Priya apriya. Priya, pleasure. Apriya, pain. Naspriyata, never touched. Never touched. Tatha evacha subha asubhe. And so also with the good or evil. Subha, good. Auspicious. Evil, inauspicious. So the knower of Brahman lives without the body idea, neither pleasure nor pain, neither good nor evil touch him. This is the effect of realization. It is the life of detachment. Life of detachment. Many times I have said, only two things are there, Atma and Anatma. We are all identified with Atma. We all know we are identified with the Anatma. Since we are identified with Anatma, what will happen? We will experience sukha and dukha. Why? Because Anatma is dukkhale. Is it not so? In Bhagavad Gita, Lord has said this, Anatma is dukkhale. And we all are searching sukha in the dukkhale. Sometimes we get, when the mind becomes peaceful, we experience sukha. But nirantar sukha will come when I disidentify with Anatma and identify with the Atma, which is Satchidananda. It is Satchidananda. So I will get constant happiness. So how is that happening with the realized person? Because he is not identified with the sarira. Asariram. Although he has got a sarira, but asariram, not identified with it. If I don't identify it with my gross body and subtle body, what will happen? What is happening to gross body, Situshna, or Sukh-Dukh, Man-Apman in the intellect? Does not matter to me. Does not matter to me. In next verse it is said, he is disassociated with the BMI, therefore not affected by the results. He knows his own true nature and the nature of the world. He thinks whole world he himself is. Whole jagat is Atman or Brahman only. Once a sister asked his teacher, how shall I help the world? Guru says, by understanding it. Sister says, how? Guru said, by turning away from the world. Sister says, how? By understanding yourself. Understand yourself. If you understand yourself, you can help the world. If I come to know that I am the Self, which is the Self everywhere, then I will be able to help the world. See? So when we turn away from the world, we understand the Atma. Very simple. When we disidentify from Anatma and come to Atma, then we understand it. When we understand. And what is this Jagat?
this jagat is only thought. Where are these thoughts? Thoughts are in mind. What is mind? Mind is flow of thoughts. When there are no thoughts, what happens then? We are in Atman. When there are no thoughts, we are in Atman. Chitta vritti nirodha yoga. Cessation of all the thoughts is yoga. You reach there. To a man of realization, the body cannot give any joy or sorrow because he lives without any poignant body consciousness. Not identified with the body. He is not involved in the body experience as we are. Conducive happenings around us give us happiness and unconducive happenings give us sorrow. Our own experience. The things we like, that give me sukh. The things which I don't like, that give me dukkha. The perfected man, having woken to the higher plane of consciousness, is not affected by the happening at the lower plane. In between Atma and Anatma, which is higher plane? Atma is higher plane. What is Anatma? Lower plane. Anatma is Dukkhalaya. Once I disidentified with the Dukkhalaya Anatma and identified with the Atman, what will I get? I will get Sukh. So what is happening to the body, Anatma? Guna gune subartante. Let the transaction happen in Anatma. Transaction is happening within Anatma only. Only in Anatma. And Atman is witness. Because the witness, the Atman is present in all of us, I am able to speak, you are able to hear. So my Vakendriya and your Karnendriya, all are in Anatma only. We all know these are made of five great elements. So who is interacting with whom? It is the five great elements interacting with each other. Atman? Atman is not doing it. Why? Atman is a karta. Who is karta? Prakriti is karta. Anatma is karta. The subjective and objective environments at the lower plane of consciousness can never affect him who has awakened to the higher one. So we have to awake to the higher one. What is the higher one? Atman. Where is that? With each one of us. Atman is with each one of us. He dwells ever steeped in the Brahmic consciousness. The first instruction given by Shankaracharya to that Sisha was, always revel in that consciousness. After this, always revel in that consciousness. Next.
Stuladi sambandhavato bhimaninah. Stuladi sambandhavato bhimaninah. Sukham cha dukham cha shubha shubhecha. Sukham cha dukham cha shubha shubhecha. Vidvasta bandhasya sadatmano munehe. Vidvasta bandhasya sadatmano munehe. Kutashubham vapi ashubham phalam va. Kutashubham vapi ashubham phalam va. Stuladi sambandhavato bhimaninah. Sukham cha dukham cha shubha shubhecha. Vidvasta bandhasya sadatmano munehe. Kutashubham vapya shubham phalam va.
He is not attached to the body. The realized person, Jivan Mukta, is not attached to the body. Therefore, he can maintain that state. Which state? Whatever is happening to gross body, subtle body is not affecting him. Sthuladi sambandhavat abhimanina sukham cha dukham cha subha subhecha. Sambandhavata, one who is identified. Identified with what? Sthula adi. Sthula, gross. Adi, subtle. One who is identified with the gross body and the subtle body, abhimanina, such person, such identified person, sukham cha dukham subha subhe, he will experience happiness, sukha, dukha, sorrow, subha, asubha, good and evil. He will experience this. So only one who has identification with his gross body, subtle body, and is identified with them, is affected by the sukha and dukha, good and evil. Do we experience sukha? Yes. Why are we experiencing? Because we are identified.
Identified with what? Gross body and subtle body. Therefore, we are experiencing sukh-dukh. But vidvasta bandhasya sadatmana mune kuta subham va api asubham phalam va. Vidvasta bandhasya, one who has severed all boundaries. Severed all. Vidvasta. Sab tod diya. Dvasta. Destroyed everything. What? All bandhan. Sadatmana, one who is known his self as reality. Vidvasta. Mune sach muni. Kuta subham api asubham phalam va. So where then can be a sub or asub or such a muni? Who has destroyed his identification with the gross body and subtle body. Not destroyed gross body and subtle body, destroyed identification with the gross body and subtle body. Only identification we have to destroy. So how can any good or evil or their effect affect the sage who has severed his bondage and has realized the self as his reality? So if we disidentify, no sukh and dukh will come or touch us of gross body and subtle body. In Atma there is sukh eternal only. In Atma there is sukh. There is no dvanda. Pair of opposites are not there in Atma. In Atma there is sukh and sukh only. So if I identify it with that Atma, I will get that sukh. You see, if we walk a foot above, if our feet are above 1 foot from the ground, then our feet will never become dusty. Do you accept? Yes. Because devatas, they walk above ground. So they are never, their feet are never dusty. Never dusty. I will give you an example. In India, when there is a flood, lot of the whole big area is flooded, the ministers or the prime minister will come and have an aerial view. They will make an aerial view. They will never come to know the suffering of the people. Never. Those who are suffering in the flooded area, how will they come to know? They are taking only the aerial view. How much of water has entered in the house? Whether the people are climbing on the tree or what? What is their suffering? If you have an aerial view. Similarly, if we get attached to that higher authority, that Atman, then after that, these things are all anatmas of the lower level, not affected. I have risen myself to the higher level. So what we have to do? Renounce identification with the body. Success will come. Only renounce identification. Don't destroy your body. Renounce only identification with the body. Gurudev says, when you are attached to the body, gross, subtle and causal, you contact the world outside and derive joy and sorrow from it. Those set of circumstances which give you joy are considered auspicious by you, and those which give you sorrow, inauspicious. It may be otherwise for others. It varies according to the vasana. Suppose you like smoke. You enjoy. If I don't like, that is giving me pain. Somebody is sitting and smoking here. It will be giving pain, but that person is enjoying. If you are attached to the three bodies and also have the vanity, I am the body, you become waker, dreamer and the deep sleeper. Identified with the gross body, I become waker. Identified with the subtle body, I become dreamer. Identified with the causal body, I become deep sleeper. In accordance with your own vain identification, to enjoy the waking, the dream and the deep sleep world, all the experience of the three worlds are put under the two heads. Auspicious, inauspicious. Sukh or dukh. Subh, asubh. Depending upon your feelings of joy and sorrow. It is our understanding. whether this is giving us joy or sorrow. Thus, wherever there is an identification, it gives rise to PFT. PFT is ego. Perceiver, feeler and thinker is ego. And the PFT alone experiences joy and sorrow. This ego experiences joy and sorrow. Where is this ego? Antakaran. What is this antakaran? Antakaran chatushtaya. What is antakaran chatushtaya? Man, buddhi, chitta, ahankara. So where is ahankar? It is in antakaran. Where is the experience happening? In the antakaran. All sukh, dukh are all happening in the antakaran. To the individual who has done sufficient reflection, and as a result of his awakening to the higher plane of consciousness, where he has realized the eternal self, sadatman, how can there be anything auspicious and inauspicious, shubh and ashubh? There cannot be any shubh and ashubh. As we level it to be, from the standpoint of the self, there are no environments at all. From the standpoint of the Brahman, there is no jagat at all. We have seen many times the jagat is superimposition on Brahman, and when you reach there is no jagat. Earlier also the seeker explained, earlier I was seeing the whole jagat. What happened? All of a sudden this jagat has disappeared. Like when we come out from number dream number 2 to dream number 1, what happens to the dream world? It disappears in a moment. Similarly, we don't have the experience of coming out from dream number 1, which is the waking state. But the realized person knows this also has, this dream number 1 also folded, gone. So after waking from the dream, how can the conditioning of the dream affect the waker?
Tamasagrastavadbhanat agrastopiravirjanaihi grastaituchate bhrantya yagyatva vastu lakshanam tamasagrastavadbhanat agrastopiravirjanaihi grastaituchate bhrantya yagyatva vastu lakshanam.
So how people misunderstand a realized person? One example is given here. Tamasa grastavat bhanat agrasta api ravi. Tamasa means by darkness. Grastavat, as though swallowed. Bhanat, he appears. Agrasta, not swallowed, api ravi, sun. When Surya Grahan, when the eclipse happens, sun, solar eclipse, what happens? We see that the sun is covered by darkness. Tamasabrata. In Pauranik Katha, how it is said? It is the Rahu which is swelling. Oh, who is the Rahu? Rahu has got the neck, I mean the head, but not the body. So Rahu is swallowing the sun, and from the neck it is again coming out. This is how the Pauranik state, we explain it. But what really is happening? Really the sun is there, and the earth is here, and we are the seer. When the moon's shadow comes in between, we are not able to see the darkness. Then there happens the darkness. Can the darkness ever cover the sun? Self-hypnosis? Never. Never. Then whose sight is covered? Sight of the seer on the earth is covered. How? By that shadow of the moon which is coming in. But that shadow can't cover the sun. It cannot cover. Gurudev says, an example from the solar eclipse is implied here. From the observer's standpoint, the sun is eclipsed. From the observer's standpoint, those who say that the sun has covered by darkness say so because their lack of correct knowledge How can darkness cover the source of light? Now the lights are in the shrine, is glowing. Can you bring in darkness and cover this light? Impossible. Impossible to cover the lights. To say so would be a contradiction in terms, but we do see it happen. Even though we see the phenomenon, we know that the darkness has never covered the sun, which is at all times is fully effulgent. The illusion takes place because of the obstruction, the moon coming between the observer and the sun. Moon is closer to us and the sun is far away. In fact, the moon can never throw its shadow upon the sun. The shadow falls upon the observer. If I cover my eyes, I require only 1 inch diameter, any material to cover. Then I will not be able to see anything. Only 1 inch of covering these two eyes, I will not be able to see the self-effulgent sun. Same thing is happening in the eclipse also. The shadow falls upon the observer. Even when the eclipse is total, at that very time, the sun is, its solar domain shines as a brilliantly as ever. Brilliantly. From the earth, there is an eclipse. But if you reach the solar domain, then you will find it is effulgent. Same way. Now the next verse says the same way is happening. 549.
Tadvad dehadi bandhebhyah. Tadvad dehadi bandhebhyah. Vimuktam brahma vittamam. Vimuktam brahma vittamam. Pashyanti dehavan muraha. Pashyanti dehi van muraha sharira bhasa darshanat sharira bhasa darshanat tadvad dehadi bandhibhyah vimuktam brahma vittamam pashyanti dehi van muraha sharira bhasa darshanat
Tadvat dehadi bandhebhya vimuktam brahma vittamam. Brahma vittam, the perfected knower of Brahman. Tadvat, in the same way. Same way means, in the earlier verse, the example of the solar was given, eclipse. Solar is never affected by that eclipse. Same way. Dehadi bandhebhya vimuktam. Dehadi, body, etc. Cross body, subtle body, and the causal body. Bandhebhya, from the bondage. Vimuktam, liberated. So to the perfect knower of Brahman, liberated from the bondage of his body, etc. So a jnani is free of the bondage of body. Why? Because he has disidentified with the body. He is completely abiding in Brahman. Brahman is Atman. Disidentified from the Anatma and identified with the Atman is the state of realization. And there is no chance of falling after that. He is fully established there. He is perfect knower of Brahman. He is free from the bondage. Pasyanti dehi vat mudha sarir abhas darshanat. Pasyanti, see. Dehi vat, as possessed of the body. Mudha. Mudha means the fools, agyanis. Agyanis, they see. Seeing whom? Jnanis, realized person. Desi, sarir abhas darshanat, the body abhas darshanat, an appearance on it. So it is looked upon by the foolish people as a possessing a body, they but see an appearance of it. So ignorant see the realized as dehibat. Ignorant agyani will see a realized person that he has got a body and the realized person is attached to the body. They think like them, we are attached to the body, so the jnani is also attached to the body. They think this way. But they can't see the realized person's inner state. They can't see the inner state of the jnani. Even in the case of Kans and Sisupal, could not understand Bhagwan Krishna. They thought he is a magician, you know. Magician only. He is a Mayavi. And he does not deserve a high state. Even Bhagwan Krishna in Bhagavad Gita said, when I come in a body form, people don't understand me. They don't think me that I am an avatar. That I am the Maheshwar, they don't know. I am Abhyam, imperishable, they don't know. Even after seeing the Virat Roop of Bhagwan, Vishwa Roop of Bhagwan, Duryodhan could not understand. Still he thought he is a magician. We also don't, even whatever the Gita is teaching, we don't accept the teaching, but we accept Lord Krishna. See our state. We all accept Bhagwan Krishna, but we don't follow the teaching of Bhagwan Krishna in Gita. But we'll take a Mera Pyara Gopal. We will take him as a Makhan Chor. We'll tell him he's a Gwala. But we'll never accept him that he's Bhagwan. Who are these people? These are Ajnanis, commoner. They think like, they don't understand. Similarly, these people don't understand the realize. They don't understand the realize. Gurudev says, the knower of Brahman is totally liberated from the bondage of BMI. Foolish people consider him to be embodied. From his standpoint, he is not the body. Just as from the sun's standpoint, no shadow can ever fall upon it. We have no knowledge of the self because of our mental agitation. The shadow of moon. It's our mind. A jnani's mind is covered. He cannot think of a person that he is realized. They think, I am a jnani, he is also a jnani. When we see Bhagwan, we think that because we are born because of our karma, he is also born because of his karma. No! He is realized. His cause of birth is not his actions. His janma karma are divyam. If we understand that janma and karma Bhagwan is divyam and how the Bhagwan is acting, if we act in the same way, we will not be also caught by the karma. We will not be caught by the karma. Then after this, he gives a very beautiful example we will see in our next class.
Om Purnamada Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vashishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shanti. Hari Om Sri Gurubhyo Namaha. Hari Om.